Me and a Guy Named Elvis, My Lifelong Friendship with Elvis Presley, by Jerry Schilling, with Chuck Crisafulli, read by William DeFries. Copyright 2006 by Jerry Schilling. All rights reserved. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Gotham Books and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Author's Note, read by Jerry Schilling.
I wouldn't want to speak for Elvis Presley and tell you that I was his best friend, but I can tell you this, he was my best friend. I met Elvis when I was just a boy and he was a teenager. I met him on one of the last weekends before he became Elvis, when he was simply a truck driver who did some singing on the side. I knew him for 23 years, and in those years, I grew up with him, lived with him, worked for him, learned from him, laughed with him, and shared one amazing experience after another with him. Elvis was the first rock and roll superstar, and he became one of the world's biggest movie stars. But I didn't know him as a star. I knew him as a friend. In writing this book, my hope has been to present Elvis not as the larger-than-life figure known around the globe, but as simply a very real and quite remarkable human. That's important to me because as Elvis has become an icon and a figure of legend, I think an appreciation of his humanity's been lost. Viewing Elvis as some kind of rock and roll superhero doesn't do justice to his very human struggle, his talent, his life, or his legacy. He was my friend, and this book is, above all, a story of friendship. The book is also a personal history, and as such, it's a work of memory. Sifting through 6 decades worth of memories has been no easy task, but whenever possible, efforts have been made to ensure that the history part of this personal history is accurate. My life's history is very much interwoven with Elvis's, and much of his life has been extensively documented. So if it was possible to look up or double-check a who, what, when, or where, I have done it. Documents don't often capture the more personal moments of life, though, and that's where memories must be sorted out. In thinking back on my life and experiences, I've tried to balance the way I remember things now with the way I might have experienced them at the time. I've tried to be as honest as possible about how and why things happened, and have tried to resist the temptation to describe a past I might have wished for rather than the one I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?